and we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs. Upgrade to Unstoppable with Pittman Heating and Air and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 48 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's Pittman Heating and Air at PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769. Subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
There is only one place just as excited as you are for football this year, and it's your favorite Clemson sports store, the Tiger Sports Shop. Come by and see us before the tailgate and make sure you're game day ready. The Tiger Sports Shop is the exclusive local Nike sideline apparel store that also features replica game day jerseys and Clemson Nike shoes. Locally owned and family operated, the Tiger Sports Shop is proud to be a part of your game day experience. Come by and see us at our newly renovated stores at 1102 Clemson Boulevard and College Avenue downtown.
Are you tired of seeing and doing the same thing every day? Are you ready for a career that's exciting and different? Excel Truck Driver Training is your answer. Truck drivers get to travel and see new things every day. Your office is the open road, and you're in charge. Excel offers certified Class A and Class B CDL courses taught by experienced instructors with flexible scheduling that includes days, nights, or weekends. Excel Truck Driver Training, locally owned and operated in Piedmont, 864-844-1961.
The road rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Ramona, people just loving this. Elliot from Greenville. What is it? It's amazing. Just got in the car. And then yes, we will the Sox close it out tonight. Sean in Simpsonville. Who is it again? So we can look it up. Dexter in Orange Bill says, "Oh my God, stop! It's hysterical." Is that on YouTube? D-Dub and Easley. Wall. I'm freaking crying. Another texter. That is so unbelievably fresh. Another texter. Tariel Dan. Wall. I almost ran into the back of a car laughing so hard. Too funny. Thank you. It's all that and more. It's when, you know, we seldom play clips, but it's like, other people on Twitter are writing that and the Miami fan, two funniest things ever. I mean, and you are going to hear that clip again, that you're going to hear that 30-second excerpt about five more times tonight. Maybe every day from here on in till eternity too. Let me tell you about Christopher Trucks, 67 years in the business. They were started in 1951. No one does it like Christopher Trucks. Christopher Trucks is over $4 million in new and used inventory and stock, which equals at least 60 trucks. Jason Smith, their sales manager, Rusty Hill, their used truck manager, do an incredible job. Their portfolio of trucks includes work-ready trucks, dump trucks, landscape trucks, box trucks, Sprinter vans, Isuzu, OTR, Freightliner, and Western Star, steak bodies, flatbed and flatbed dump trucks, it just doesn't get better than Christopher Trucks. And now that football season's here, Christopher Trucks is able to do maintenance service and repairs on RVs for tailgating season. Again, who would you trust more than the truck experts? To that end, they now have a state-of-the-art Hunter all-wheel alignment machine specifically for RVs. They also have factory-certified alignment specialists specifically for RVs. And RV owners, listeners can call 269-2131. 269-2131. Set up your appointment. Ask for Brian or Jennifer. 269-2131. And you will thank me later. Give them a call. Trust me.
People want you to tweet it.
No, I know they do. I gave you the link, so I don't have it right at the moment. But we'll put it up at some point.
Oh, and by the way, Cornbread said he likes that Cornbread Corner.
Yeah, Cornbread's
Corner.
He
enjoyed that, and he wants to know when you're going to add that.
Yeah, when we're going to make it a regular.
Talk about a mud turtle.
When we're going to make. When we're going to make it a regular segment. He wants to talk about a mud turtle. Perfect. I'm coming right to you on the phones. Before I do, Ramon, I need to hear that one more time, the 30-second version. Give me the 30-second version.
That's a new play I taught him called the college football alley-oop football version. Only done here at the Alabama Crimson Tide. I see you, Ruggs. Way to stay in on the play. Pork rinds for everybody. Let me tell you something, 11. Let me tell you something. If you listen, I'll tell you. Legal or not, you ever hit this boy like that one more time, you'll thank two of my cousins when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins. You'll thank two of my cousins when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins, and they'll put 4 feet, 2 legs each in your ass.
2 legs each.
That is the funniest line I have ever heard in sports. I'm sorry. I don't know who the guy is. He just goes by John Doe. That is the funniest line I've ever heard. You would think two of my cousin. You would think two of my cousin when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins. And we put both feet. This is too funny. I love college football. Jerry C-Mac and Adam coming up right now. Jerry, how are you?
Doing fine, Walter. How are you doing today?
Good, Jerry. Appreciate you getting in.
I thank you for letting me in. I trust you when you look at players. You know, you rate them perfectly, and the guys on ESPN do. So I have one question.
Yep.
Do you think Trevor Lawrence will catch up to Tua by December in his far as being as skilled?
No. I don't think anyone's going to catch up to Tua. I mean, I think Tua is. Maybe the greatest college quarterback in history. So I don't think anyone's catching up to Tua, but you don't have to catch up to him. You just have to be able to score against Alabama's defense. And I think that Trevor Lawrence and Etienne and all the weapons Clemson has can do that. I mean, I think Clemson can score against Alabama. I think that's the weak side of their football team. And this is an offense that's already been really good this year. But I think it's just scratching the surface of what they're capable of. Because I don't think they have the passing game fully functioning with the running game yet. Right now, they're working on the run game. And I think as the season goes on, you'll see the pass game get better and better. And by the end of the year, the question is, can this Clemson offense put up enough points against the Alabama weak spot, the defense, to be able to beat a team like Alabama? And I think the answer could still be yes.
I just wonder if our defensive line can get to Tua and sack him a couple times. I know Tula's real fast, can move around.
Yeah.
I just wonder if our defensive line can catch up to him.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that what you want to try and do is contain him, but of course he's been great from a clean pocket as well, posting historical numbers. But I think that what Clemson has a chance to do is collapse the pocket in his face. And then if you can contain him, then I think maybe you can get a few empty possessions. That's all you're hoping for. You're not, you know, no one is going to stop that offense and this guy. I mean, stopping is going to mean holding to 40. That's what it's going to mean. I mean, if you can hold them to 40, your task is to outscore them. But I don't see anybody holding them to 24. You know, I think you hold them to 40, 38, something like that, and you try and beat them, you know, 41, 38, 45, 38, 45, you know, 42, something like that. I think that's going to be the recipe for beating Alabama.
Okay, Walter, like I said, I take your opinion 120%.
Thank you, Jerry.
And I appreciate you. Let me talk. I'll get off. That way you can talk to someone else. You have a great day, Jerry.
You too. Thank you very much. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. And we're still going to get to my top 20 all-time NFL quarterbacks. We'll get to it. C-Mac, how are you?
I'm great, Walt. How are you doing today?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Just had a quick question about the upcoming App State versus Arkansas State game.
Yeah.
When I first seen that game, I thought the spread was going to be like, you know, maybe 24. And I looked down on the line, it said 10.5. And I'm like, does Vegas know something I don't know? Or are there key injuries? Or what's your opinion on that?
So App State's 10.5 over Arkansas State?
Yeah, minus 10.5, yeah.
Yeah, Arkansas State has one of the best quarterbacks in the country, and that's the reason why. At the same time, I have been thoroughly impressed with App State right from the beginning of the year. I mean, they're getting incredible quarterback play themselves, and that's a really good football team. I mean, I still can't get over what they did at Penn State. And, you know, they're playing at an extremely high level. In fact, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. I actually think App State's a top 25 football team. I really do. I'm not sure how anyone could argue that based on what we've seen from them this year. They've been great. They went to, I mean, if Penn State is 9 or whatever they are right now, I mean, App State went to their building and played them to an even game. So, exactly. I don't think it's at all a stretch to think that App State's a top 25 football team. I believe that. I mean, I believe they've played like that. And right now, if I was responsible for putting a poll out, I would have App State in the top 20. I would have them at 17, 18. I mean, look, App State, you know, you get a team like Mississippi State right now, App State would beat that team. I mean, I don't see how that's arguable, given how they're playing. So, you know, Arkansas State, you have an elite quarterback in Justice Hanson, but they don't have enough to beat App State.
Yeah, so you like App State minus the 10.5?
I tend to like App State minus the points, yeah.
Okay. Good deal. That's the only question I have for you.
Thank you,
C-Man. I'll listen to you out there.
Thank you, C-Man. Take care. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, you know, it's funny, Ramona. I actually looked for App State this week in the Lions because I wanted to give them out. That's how I was sort of keeping that on the down low, and then they didn't play. They were off this week. So, you know, I will tell you right now, I'd probably be giving out App State every week that they put a number on them because I've just been thoroughly impressed with that football team. I think they're really, really good. So good, in fact. I mean, I think they're a top 17, 18 team. I think that's how good they are. I don't think the Penn State game was an accident. I mean, could Mississippi State or any of these 17 SEC teams that they have ranked, could Mississippi State right now go to, you know, to Penn State and play the Nittany Lions to the type of competitive game that App State did? I don't think so. I mean, you know, I think there are some phonies in those 8 teams that are ranked out of the SEC. But App State is, even right now, they are way better than people think. Texas Mike Mitchell Construction says, when does Scott Satterfield get an offer from a big-time school? Maybe at the end of this year. You know, maybe at the end of this year. I'm telling you right now, he has a tremendous, you know, the Lamb kid was nice, but this kid playing quarterback for them right now is better. They're actually better than they were under the Taylor Lamb era, which is remarkable. Let's get Adam and Greer and Knowles fan in here. Adam, how are you?
Doing good, Walt. How about yourself?
Good, Adam. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, thanks for the line. Hey, Walt, just wanted to know your opinion right quick with the explosion of the running game. I mean, obviously Etienne, but you know, with Choice and Lin-Jay and just the rushing totals on the year. I was just curious to get your thought. I know, you know, a lot of it is RPOs with Trevor. And I remember, you know, in the offseason, listening to Jeff Scott and Tony Elliott and even Dabo talk about one of the most impressive things about Trevor was the mental, his mental side of the game, and even over the physical traits. But I was just curious how much you think the success of the run game has been decisions that Trevor's making at the line of scrimmage and, you know, how the defense and the safeties are lined up, and whether he's just handing off the ball if he's seeing the right front as opposed to pulling it out and throwing it. You know, and likewise, you know, making the decision to throw the ball. I know on the, you know, on the post route to Justin Ross this past Saturday, that was an RPO, and, you know, he pulled the ball out because the safety bit down. So I was just curious as to, you know, how much his decision-making at the line of scrimmage and reading the defenses and, you know, digesting that information and then making the right play,
Honestly, I think it's too early to know that. I think that what happened is that after the struggles against in the first half against Syracuse, in which there was no real offensive production, I think Clemson committed to running the ball in the second half because Chase Brice was the quarterback. I think that was a commitment they carried through into the Wake Forest game, and Wake Forest can't stop anything on the ground. So, I think it's too early to think that that's the major part of this. I think that Trevor needs to continue to improve, and I think he will. But right now, I think it's sort of the ground game carrying the offense. I think that you credit Etienne and the offensive line up front, and we'll see how it plays out the rest of the year. I expect Trevor to continue to get better and better and better. But I think part of it was a matchup issue, and Clemson's sort of newfound commitment to running the football, which I think is important. I think it's important in terms of allowing Trevor to be fully functional as in take advantage of his skill set to be able to run the football.
Well, yeah, there's definitely been more running plays called. And then just with the running game, and I'll take this one off the air, Walt, how much with the same topic, the success of the running game, do you think over the past couple of games is Gabe Cervinka getting subbed in instead of using the combination of Cade Stewart and those guys? And whether you think that, how much of a factor that's been. And I'll take it off the air.
Thank you. Thanks, Adam. Walt. Appreciate the call. Well, look, I think Gabe Cervinka's a tough guy. I mean, and I think that he's a guy who's probably been craving more playing time for a long period of time. And if other guys aren't going to get it done, he's a guy who has demonstrated he is a willingness and a toughness and a readiness to get it done. So, it's been a factor. I mean, it was certainly a factor in the second half of the Syracuse game. But, again, I just think as a whole, look, offensive linemen want to run block. And regardless of scheme, whether you're gap scheme, zone scheme, offensive linemen want to run block. And I think that when you commit to run the ball, you're helping them. And in turn, I think you're helping your young quarterback. And so Clemson has taken advantage of that in recent games. And listen, it's good going forward because it presents every defense that follows with additional challenges. And that's what you want it to be. You're putting more on their preparation plate. I mean, you have a team now that ran for 500 yards this week. And so going forward, your first concern when you defend Clemson is stopping Etienne right now. And that's going to be beneficial to Trevor Lawrence in this passing attack moving forward. And somebody asked me the other day about all the screen passes. I'll get to this and more on the other side. Knowles fan, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Before we do that, let me tell you about my bookie. Sure, watching football is fun, but it's more entertaining when you have some action on the games. Guys, you've heard me talking about this for weeks, and some of you are still on the sidelines. Whether you're an expert or a rookie, you should be betting at my bookie. If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little, win a lot, like playing the numbers on roulette, you can create a big parlay. Pick three teams to win. If you hit all three, you could turn 100 into 600. There's so much to bet on. Playoff baseball, football, primetime fights, and more. Put my bookie as the one bet I know you'll be happy with all year. My bookie is the one bet you're always going to be happy with. Look, I recommend these guys because I trust them. My bookie's been in business for years. They've got great online reviews. Their mobile site is incredibly easy to use. That's vital. If you're on the sidelines, now's the time to get in the game. Look, MyBookie will still match your first deposit dollar for dollar, but you got to join now because they'll be pulling that offer. Log on to MyBookie right now and double your money. Use promo code RADIO and you'll get your first deposit matched 100%. That's promo code RADIO. You play, you win, you get paid. Quick break. Knowles fan up first on the other side. We'll be right back.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Riding is a passion passed down through generations. Tim's Harley Davidson knows about generations of passion, and they'll show you open road freedom. Climb on your dream bike, twist the throttle, and hear that iconic rumble. It's 2019 model season, so there's a ton of new and pre-loved bikes. Plus, Tim's has a team of friendly experts to make your experience as smooth as fresh pavement. Dare to find your passion. Ride into freedom. Go see South Carolina's oldest dealer, Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
Local Q is the place to connect for food, friends, and fun. Have you made plans for brunch? Local Q has expanded their brunch menu to include a barbecue Benedict, house-made corned beef hash, and many more items to beat that hangover. Wash it down with a mimosa pitcher or our classic Bloody Mary. Keep the fun going with a little friendly competition. It could be one of their hundreds of nostalgic board games, pool, ping pong, Jenga, darts, or cornhole. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Tired of your outdoor power equipment breaking down? You thought you'd save money at a big box store, only to find out that what you bought didn't last. They don't offer maintenance and repairs in-house. They don't have the parts you need, and they don't have your local Husqvarna dealer's expertise. Easley Lawn and Garden is your source for the complete line of Husqvarna riders, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and more. For commercial or residential equipment, they're experts who will save you money. Husqvarna has been around since 1689. That is longevity you can trust. Like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna offers many options, so whether you're a homeowner or a commercial lawn company, Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Don't miss the Honda clearance event at Hendrick Honda Easley. The Tiger season's underway, and there's nothing better than pulling up to the party in a brand new Honda. 2018 models are on clearance, and now's the time to buy. Experience Honda sensing with lane and brake mitigation and adaptive stop-and-go cruise control. Have you seen the Honda backup camera with three different views? Honda's all about safety, style, and technology. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Every year, WCCP gives you a chance to get our one-of-a-kind Tigers for Tatas wristband. All money goes to Dabo Swinney's All In Foundation, and you'll get your chance to grab a few and talk sports with Brad and Ben on October 18th. The press box will be hanging out at Locomart on Old Greenville Highway from 9 until noon. Locomart's teaming up with Tiger Moving Company to move some Tigers for Tatas wristbands. We'll have Papa John's Pizza and giveaways, too. Join us October 18th from 9 till noon at Locomart from 105.5 The Roar.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Relax. You're going to have the time of your life. I promise.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I forgot, Ramona, that App State Arkansas State game's tonight. I was thinking that game was Thursday night. That game is tonight.
On a Tuesday?
Yeah, we have some Tuesday night football, and that's a highly entertaining game. That game's at Arkansas State, where, you know, their history is they're tough in that building, and again, they have one of the best quarterbacks in the country. But this App State team is really good. I mean, that's a nice little underrated game on any night. I mean, that's a game. Well, I mean, I watch everything, but I mean, that's a game that I have real interest in. I think you have two really good quarterbacks, and I think those are two good football teams. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial Group. Greg Wales and company. They've been in business since 1996. Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor. So they're not tied to any big box firm. So they're selecting the appropriate investment for you. They're not pushing any expensive proprietary products on you. It's not the way they operate. They offer you a diverse group of financial solutions, including stocks, bonds, mutual funds, alternative investments, insurance solutions like life, health, Medicare, supplements, disability. How about Social Security maximization planning? Do you know if you're a married couple, I think there are like 400 different ways you can take your benefits. How are you going to know, if you're a layman, how are you ever going to know what the right decision is without expert guidance? Let Greg walk you down that path. You know, listen, you've done the right things all your life. You're approaching the finish line. Don't blow it now. Let Greg Wales guide you through the process. He'll also help you with retirement income planning, college planning, estate planning solutions. We're on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. Call Greg today, 864-654-5043. 864-654-5043 or toll free 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816. Do it. You will thank me later. All right, back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Knowles fan. What's going on, Knowles fan?
Whoa. Yeah.
So close.
Man.
So close.
So close. Well, we still won the week before and give one away the next week. What about that? Karma, yeah. I guess. I don't know, man. Hey, I picked 27-24, but I'm sitting there screaming at my TV saying, y'all can score more than 27. It's okay. I promise. I'm happy with it. You don't have to stop here.
Well, they tried on the double pass. How did you see that play?
I saw it as a clean play. I mean, I hope I don't sound like just a Seminole fan looking at it, but to me, Walt, it was either – directly lateral or behind. There was no way it was a forward pass.
Yeah, I thought it was a blown call. I mean, I thought the play should have been allowed to stand, and I thought it was a touchdown. And if it is, the game's over.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up because I don't like to bring stuff up like that, but I did want to bring it up to you. I can't say that's why we lost the game, Walt, because we should have never let them score the 21 unanswered points, in my opinion, but momentum is a big factor. And I think that's what carried on their momentum because that would have shut them up right there.
Yeah.
So,
well, you also turned it over a couple times, you know, things that good teams, right, you know, don't want to do with the lead.
Right, right. And I mean, hey, but I think we grew up there. I mean, that is a good defensive line. I wouldn't say as good as the announcers were saying during the game, but that's a good defensive line. And our offensive line did okay with them, I think. There were some times we got beat really bad, but there were some times we stepped up and Francois's got to get rid of that ball. He should know by now. If he's had it for 3 or 4 seconds, that boy needs to run or throw it because at Florida State, he hadn't had 3 or 4 seconds. So, I mean, I don't understand why he's holding it so much. Walt, do you see the same thing that I see?
Well, I mean, look, that's always been an issue with him. I mean, holding the ball too long has been an ongoing issue with him.
What about staring down receivers, Walt? Because I noticed that this weekend, too.
Yeah.
We had a couple guys running wide open, and he's staring down one guy. Is it because he's worried about the rush?
I think that he has a ghost in his head. Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think it's a factor in it, certainly.
And would Blackman make a difference? Because right now, the Florida State fan base, they're kind of split. There's a lot of Blackman fans out there because they love the way he played. Would Blackman make a difference on this team?
Go ahead. Thank you. Thank you, Knowles fan.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. You know, look, I think there may be elements of playing the position that come more naturally to Blackman than to Francois at this point. I think Francois is sort of a little bit of damaged goods right now. And so I understand it. I mean, I thought Blackman thrown into a really difficult situation last year really acquitted himself quite nicely. But, you know, if you don't protect him, it really doesn't matter. And you can't have these self-inflicted wounds. So there's that. Texas says, Walt, you've been big in the past saying SEC defense is overrated because of lack of offense and quarterback play in the conference. Would you say the same thing this year about some of the teams? The games I watched this past Saturday, LSU, Florida, UK, A&M, Mississippi State, Auburn were bad offenses, ? Yeah, look, I think there are certainly some challenged offenses. And it was supposed to be better this year in the SEC because the quarterback play was supposed to be vastly better in that league as a whole. And while it's been better in spots, I'm not sure it's been entirely better as a whole. And you have a lot of 20-point offenses in that league right now. I mean, these teams like Auburn, I don't think Jared Stidham's been good. The offensive line hasn't been good, but it wasn't good last year. The running game hasn't been good. Well, last year you had Kerryon Johnson, and this year you don't. I mean, Kerryon Johnson, I think, masked a lot of ills at Auburn. LSU, you know, Burroughs hasn't really played well. He's been spotty at best. Nick Fitzgerald has not played well because he can't throw the football. I mean, he can run a little bit, and that's what they were able to do fundamentally in beating Auburn. Of course, Auburn was their own worst enemy. They had a 50-yard run that would have been a touchdown, but, you know, they had the ball knocked away right as they were crossing the end zone. But, yeah, I mean, that's part of it. There's no question. The offenses are still suspect in the league on the whole. I mean, South Carolina was supposed to have an explosive offense. There's been no sign of that. I don't think you'd call Kentucky's offense explosive. You know, Mississippi was supposed to be explosive, but they're just not a very good team. Mississippi State, I think the thought was they would be, but they're not. Auburn was supposed to be much better offensively. They're not. Florida is improved because Franks has improved, but, you know, no one's going to confuse them with being explosive. You know, so the number of truly explosive offenses in that league, you know, basically there just aren't any. You know, there's Alabama, which is, you know, maybe the most explosive offense we've ever seen in college football at this point. And there's Georgia. And maybe Missouri at a dry field. maybe Missouri on a dry field. But other than that, there's just not that much. Texas said, well, I'm really concerned about Watson. He said in his press conference that he was built for those hits. No, he's not. And I don't know what happened with the rest of that text. Oh, here it is. I think he's trying to carry the team because of deficiencies, which is going to be his ruin. What do you think? Thanks. Yeah, look, I thought early on in the year, I didn't think Deshaun was particularly sharp. And I think he's had some better games and some lesser games from a decision standpoint, from a decision-making standpoint. But ultimately, he's an elite young talent, and they have got to find a better way to protect him. Now, because he's your franchise right now. Yeah, you could talk about these guys on defense. I'm sorry, J.J. Watt is not J.J. Watt anymore. And Jadeveon Clowney, you know, I mean, every time you think he's turned a corner, he just goes back into hiding and is a non-factor. And, you know, they need Deshaun Watson to be great to have a chance. And in order to do that, you need to keep him healthy and upright. And he's taking way too many hits. Way too many hits. Now, at times, he may be holding the ball a little too long as well, but he's still just – that offensive line is not protecting him adequately, and Houston needs to desperately upgrade that situation because otherwise you are going to get him killed. And let me tell you something. Nobody at the quarterback position has been made to take hits other than maybe Roethlisberger. And even that's passed now. Nobody who's built like Deshaun Watson is made to take hits at the quarterback position in the National Football League. Too many big bodies, too many fast athletes. And look, they are trying everything they can to protect the quarterbacks, but he's just absorbing too much contact. You know, you don't want your quarterback to potentially be out on a Sunday with chest contusions or whatever he's suffering from right now. Because, again, he absorbed a lot of contact in that Dallas game. Texas, Cam Newton. Yeah, that's true. Cam Newton, Roethlisberger. But other than that, you know, no one's built for that. And you're going to have to do a better job protecting them. I want to talk about the young quarterbacks in this league, too, and how they rate and how they rank historically and what they may become, because I want to talk about the greatest quarterbacks to ever live, and we're going to do that upcoming in a couple minutes. So you want to get in on that conversation, you're welcome to. 654-767. We're going to turn our attention to my top 20 all-time NFL quarterback list when we get back. Before we do that, let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. You know, all the Rees can be added, Urban Nirvana, reborn, refreshed, rejuvenated. All those things can be found at Urban Nirvana. It is just as the name says. It is an Urban Nirvana. It's a really special place. If no one's giving you the gift of Urban Nirvana, who's worth it more than you? Give it to yourself. But think about the people who do things for you in your life. Your wife, your girlfriend, your mother. And massages aren't just for ladies anymore, fellas. But it's so easy to give the gift of Urban Nirvana. You don't have to fight traffic. You don't have to do any of that. You just go to urbannirvana.com. You print off your gift certificate right off your computer and you're done. There's also the salon that employs many of the leading stylists in the Southeast. You can change your look. It all can be found at Urban Nirvana. So give somebody you care about the gift of Urban Nirvana. It'll come back to you 100 times. It's urbannirvana.com. Again, go there, print it out off your computer, print out the gift certificate right off your computer, and you're done. Can't be any simpler. Walt Diptula, Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We'll be right back.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing. It's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the...
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This is what I'm talking about.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, where to be a CCP, 105.5 The Roar. You know, you could improve that no sports thing by that Carolina Alliance Bank, you pick them contest. Because I don't know if did I pick a game right? I think I had Georgia Tech right, like Friday, but I'm not sure. You know, I took a chance with road teams, which I knew was dangerous. But I thought that the road teams in every case were the better team. And I thought that, and by the way, it's reflected in those spreads. You know, for example, when a road team's a 2-point underdog, they're the better team. And that was true in virtually all those games. And so I thought it would come out that way. I mean, I thought Missouri would win, obviously, and I think probably Missouri should have won. I thought Arizona State would win it, or Arizona State would win at Colorado, and that's a game they probably, maybe, could have, should have, might have. I mean, they had a first down again at the 1 yard line and didn't come away with any points with a chance to tie it. But I thought that the road teams were actually the better teams if the games were played on a neutral field. And again, that's what all those spreads told us. And I really didn't think the home field advantage would be significant. I'm not sure it was. I mean, it played out that way. I mean, in every one of those things, every one of those close games, LSU, Florida, Boston College, NC State, Kentucky, A&M, Missouri, South Carolina, every one of those went against me. All of them. All of them. And nothing I can do. I mean, they're basically toss-up games. And quite honestly, I think if I had to play it over, I probably would have played it the same way. You know, again, we didn't know if A.J. Dillon was going to play. I sort of thought he might. Texas Wall was the onside kick early in the Missouri game, one of the most boneheaded calls you've seen. Yeah, it was. And the reason it was is because you're playing a backup quarterback. You don't want to give the other team any momentum. You just scored. You know, let the backup quarterback prove he can drive the field. It's just, I guess their concern was that Deebo Samuel took a kickback against him a year ago. I don't know. You know, I didn't hear the staff's explanation after the game. You know, later on, they squib kicked the ball. I'm not sure what their intent was. I'm not sure. I mean, I know they wanted to keep it away from Deebo Samuel. I don't know what their... I'm not sure what their intent was, though, overall. I mean, it just, stupid. Let me get Georgia Greg in here, and then we'll get to the top NFL quarterbacks in history, how I rank them. And I've changed some of it. I may have softened my stance on one or two guys, and I've made some changes in this list, and so we'll talk about that. Georgia Greg. How are you, Greg? Uh-oh. Oh, Greg.
You lost him. Bad connection.
Yeah, I'll put him on hold. Hey, Ramona, did you see any of the Yankees game last night?
The Yankees game? No, I did not.
I was thinking about her. Thinking of our guy, Zach Orr. His New York Giants lost the other day on a 63-yard field goal.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that thing last night must have felt like a 163-yard field goal to him.
Oh, no.
The Red Sox beat the Yankees. Are you ready?
No, go ahead.
16-1.
What?
Six.
Really? I didn't expect you to say
16-1.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, my God. It was, this is when we needed a mercy rule, a 10-run rule. I mean, it was just ugly, 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 ugly.
Doesn't
yeah.
Sleep. And well, find I'm king of the hill.
Judge the other day, after the Yankees had beaten the Red Sox, decided to play that song, outside the Red Sox facilities. He wasn't playing it after last night's game. No, he wasn't playing it.
It's back to bite you.
Yeah, it did. It did come back to bite him. No question about it. Yeah, not what the Yankee fans expected. I saw a tweet from Zach. He wrote, what do you write? You wrote something like, this isn't how I imagined it. I bet not. I bet it wasn't how you imagined it, Zach. Let me get to Georgia Greg again. Let's try a second time. Greg, how are you?
Good, Walt. I'm sorry. Did I lose you?
Oh, there you are. Yeah, now we're back.
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize I hit a bell. I was just saying that I was in down to Baton Rouge this weekend. I was looking forward to it, so I know it's going to be an exciting game.
Yep.
Hadn't talked to you in a while, kind of at mid-season. I heard you talk a little bit about Georgia yesterday. I appreciate the things you said. And, I mean, I hear people go up and down with Georgia. Some people are real high on them. Some people are – they hadn't played anybody. I think they still have a very explosive, talented team.
Oh, no.
I think he's in a bad cell. again.
All right. I'm just going to put it on hold, Ramona. We're going to have to clear that up before we go back to it again. I want to get into some conversation about the greatest quarterbacks of all time. If we can get Greg back and solidify the connection and then put him back. If not, then we'll have to do it another day. Let me tell you about Priority One. Priority One is your security company, or they should be. They're our security company. They protect us. You know, first of all, when you're choosing who to do business with, you want to do business with ethical, good people. Well, Priority One is matching every dollar we raise in the Tigers for Tatas campaign. These are people who are engaged, actively engaged, involved in philanthropic activities in your communities. So these are the kind of people you want to do business with. Now, that alone isn't enough to employ them as your security company. This is. They're great people. They are tip of the spear when it comes to technology. No one offers greater technological advantage. But they cater. They customize. They design every system around the specifics of your layout. Then on top of that, they have the fastest response time in the industry. This is all Priority One. We live in a dangerous world. I mean, a dangerous, dangerous world. I mean, watch the news any day and you'll see what's going on. I'm not telling you if or when you'll ever need it. Maybe the bad guy never finds you. And then maybe again, maybe finds you 4 days from now. When you're ready, call my friends at Priority One. Tell them I sent you. 288-1400. 288-1400. Call them. You will thank me later. All right, Ramona. I have gone over the greatest quarterbacks of all time in my mind a million times. And, you know, this emanates from Drew Brees' performance last night. As I've said many times, I have the ultimate respect for Drew Brees. I just think that he's a warrior. He's a tough guy. You know, he's a little guy. I mean, he's not 6 feet tall. You had Booger the other night from the deer stand track saying that he stood next to him and he's not more than 5'10". I don't know about that. I saw a photo of him today standing next to Deshaun Watson, and I think he's 6 feet tall. I think Drew Brees is 6 feet tall. I think he's right at 6 feet. Regardless, that is not a height you would expect to succeed in today's environment, and he's done it. He's done it by mastering the finer points of his craft. You know, again, he has to do things to be a pocket passer at 6 feet tall that other quarterbacks don't have to do. Every pass is from his tiptoes. Every pass, he cranes his neck. He has learned these things over time, and he has mastered them to the point that he does it just naturally. And it's almost impossible. But, you know, he's a guy who has a pedestrian arm. He's a pedestrian athlete, and he's height challenged, and yet he's overcome all those things to be one of the greatest quarterbacks who's ever lived. He was a record-setting quarterback in high school in Texas. He didn't get a lot of offers. I think Purdue was one of his only major college offers. He took that offer. He excelled, became a record-setting quarterback at Purdue, led Purdue to almost unparalleled heights. And then he's gone on to the pros, and he's been the definition of a professional quarterback. He's been great in his community. There's nothing not to like about the guy. And so, you know, that was the genesis of me thinking about him in context of the greatest quarterbacks ever. And he is certainly in that mix. I mean, without question. So, further ado, Ramona, we're going to talk about the 20 greatest quarterbacks of all time. Again, these are really difficult rankings because to evaluate the quarterbacks throughout history, you have to know the history. And that's the first challenge. If you don't know the history, then you can't really do it. So that's part of it. But even within that, There is always room for subjectivity. It's some of these are very fine line decisions. You know, you have to consider the different eras and the style of play and how the game was different years ago. You know, You know, for example, if you're evaluating the Clemson quarterbacks from history, all of the recent quarterbacks have put up enormous numbers. Does that mean they're the greatest quarterbacks that ever played at in Clemson history and that all the guys that preceded them are lesser? No, they played in different systems. You know, a Fuller was a tremendous quarterback, but he played in a different system. And you have to understand that. And so you're not judging people by the numbers. You can't judge a quarterback of today versus a quarterback of 1960 by the numbers. You can't. You have to judge them by how they dominated their own era. And I think that you get into this discussion of championships as well. Whether, you know, they were NFL championships or whether they were Super Bowl championships. But championships matter. And they especially matter at this position. How much do they matter? They're a big factor. Does that mean a guy who didn't succeed at the highest level gets totally excluded? No. Does it mean that a guy who won 4 Super Bowls gets an automatic pass? No. Because, again, you have to account for the Terry Bradshaws of the world. I mean, and what do you do with a Terry Bradshaw? You know, what do you do with a guy who won 4 Super Bowls versus a guy who lost 4 Super Bowls? As was the case with a Jim Kelly or a Fran Tarkenton. And did Terry Bradshaw win 4 Super Bowls or did he get carried to 4 Super Bowls? It's a tough evaluation. And I think one of the toughest evaluations in history is Terry Bradshaw, for me personally. Because, quite honestly, statistically, as a regular season quarterback, he was not very good. By any consideration, not very good. You know, again, at one point, this is a guy who lost his job to a guy named Jefferson Street Joe Gilly Gilliam, who, you know, wasn't very good himself and whose life ended in tragedy. So when you make these evaluations, you know, the best thing you can say about Terry Bradshaw, he's a big, strong quarterback who played his best when the games mattered most. Well, I mean, that counts for something. You know, as great as Peyton Manning was, he never played his best when the games mattered most. You know, you can make a case he's the best regular season quarterback of all time. He just couldn't connect the numbers when the games mattered, and that was true in college as well. You know, so it's a challenge. There's to rank all the quarterbacks of all time. We'll get to this as soon as we get back. Let me tell you about SCDMV. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic, commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation. Purchase yours today. Avoid the longer lines. I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. Brought my birth certificate, my Social Security card, 2 proofs of address. That's all it takes. Avoid the long lines in the future. You have to have it. Do it now. You'll thank me later. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for easy-going Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your easy-go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new easy-go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
With security awareness on the rise and so many companies to choose from, we ask ourselves, who has the best solutions? Well, Priority One Security does. For my home and family, I want a security company who is local, proven, supports my needs after the sale, and offers the best technology. That's why Priority One Security is the best and only choice. Visit Priority One Security today. Tell them Dabo sent you and receive your first 3 months at $19.95. Priority One Security, serious security.
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit Union. With convenient electronic services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and online applications, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Mickey Plower here. Fall is a great time to get your carpets clean with an awesome promotion from Zero Res. Book now through October 28th and you'll get three rooms clean for $119 and a free hallway when you mention my name. You love having friends over to watch the game. Zero Res can help you impress your guests. Call now 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.